Paul, Kyle Connor making a case that maybe the Jets don't need a top six forward before next Monday, or?
I never wrote that. Not once. None of my blogs have that in there.
That's true. What's been the biggest area of growth in his game, though, Paul, over the course of this year?
You look at the very first shift there tonight. His directness to pucks when he doesn't have them. He was on the puck, on the forecheck, and containing pucks. The skill with the puck has always been there. He's a very gifted young man, got a great shot. But when he can get in with that kind of speed, that is such a fast line, right? Their transition speed, their forecheck speed, he's a big part of it.
For Blake, I mean, 3 more assists, 51 on the year. I mean, that passing element of his game, what does it mean to have a guy that can distribute the puck the way
means,
he does?
It means everybody else wants to play with him, right? He's dynamic in that speed. You don't get to play off Blake Wheeler, right? When he's got the puck, sometimes there are passers out there. You can almost leave them to the outside and cover off where they're going with the puck. But if you're not on him, he's taking it to the net. And so he just, because of that speed and his size, that strength, he draws people. They have to cover him off, and it just makes for so much more open ice out there. Does a marvelous job of finding that hole. He's unusual in that his passing quality almost gets higher the faster he's going. And he makes that play at high-end speed and very dangerous.
Outside of the obvious, did you feel like your bench got a lift on that Hellebuck save late?
I'm sure it was an unusual game. We had 57 faceoffs through 2 periods of hockey. I mean, it was about as big a grinder. I can't remember. We're close to 90 faceoffs, so it was a slow, slow game. But, you know, the first period, we had 5 or 6 A chances, don't score. It's 2-2. You feel like you've controlled the play. I think we gave up 14 even-strength shots, but that one was critical that it goes to 2-2, because then you can still like your game and be confident going into the third.
I think Mark Scheifele's goal there was a good example of that. You have to respect Blake Wheeler on the shot or taking it to the net that you
right.
were just saying there. Is there any amount of management of his sort of decisions to shoot or pass that you're guiding him on, or is that 100%?
Yeah, so I specifically do not and tell them that directly. Anything odd man, anything where there's any decision we make is all theirs. If we go through a run of 6 or 7 opportunities that we don't put at the net, we'll make that suggestion, fellas, let's start getting some pucks to the net here, but that's more of a game flow situation. But the trade-off is there are even strength things that then they have to do what we ask them to do, and then anything that's in that creativity area is the players.